Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 28, we were talking about Saul with the witch of Endor, when she brought the spirit of Samuel. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
So in verse 10, it says, "And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, As the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing." Isn't that interesting? The word Lord is capitalized both times in verse 10. That means it's referring to Jehovah God, or Yahweh, if that's what you prefer to say it. But he swears to the Lord, by the Lord, to this lady that's a witch, that her Lord is Satan, is demonic spirit. "Then said the woman, Whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, Bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, Why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul." Well, yes, now she begins to see the truth. And that's interesting. You see, the witch of Endor undoubtedly expected to call up her own familiar spirit, who would feign himself to be Samuel and take on Samuel's voice and give him some kind of a message. For whatever reason God had, I believe that he actually allowed Samuel's own spirit to return to deliver one final message of condemnation, the rebellious Saul. And this is why the woman screamed out in shock and fear. Her channeling had never communicated with the departed spirits of real humans. They were always demonic spirit and not human spirits. And so this was no imitation. Now, there are those that try to teach, no, she knew this was her demon spirit and realized it was Saul. There's nothing in there that indicates that. And I think that the Bible was making this pretty clear myself, and I think that this was a Samuel. And so it goes on to say, "And the king said unto her, Be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And he said unto her, What form is he of? And she said, An old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said to Saul, Why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up?" Isn't it interesting? I think we learned something about this. Once a loved one is in paradise, they don't want to come back. They hope you come to them one day. But once there, they don't want to come back here. They don't want to leave up there. They want to stay there. And so I can see that he's angry because the Lord said, "No, you need to go back on this Samuel." And Samuel's thinking, "But Lord, I don't want to go back to that." And the Lord sends him on. And so it says, "And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me. And God has departed from me, and answereth me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore, I have called thee. Thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do." Now, I had a man in my office, Saul, it's been several years ago now, that said that he had called one of these ones on television because he had a problem. He just didn't seem to be getting an answer from God. Well, One of the things I had to point out is you've got to wait on the Lord. You've got to wait on the Lord. Lord will give it to you in His time. And you do that, then boy, that is a terrible sin against God. Don't expect God's help if you're going to do that, because that is a lack of faith in God, especially when you name the name of Christ. Verse 16, then said Samuel, wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord has departed from thee, and has become thine enemy? Samuel saying, look, if God's not going to help you, if God's against you, don't count me to help you out. I'm on God's side. You see, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheth me. Saul is not doing things God's way. He's not doing things, you might say, through Christ. He's doing it according to his own wisdom, his own strength, his own power. Now it's got him at death's door. And that's another thing that Hebrews 11:6 tells us, that without faith, it is impossible to please him. So we go on and read in verse 17, and the Lord hath done to him as he spake by me, for the Lord hath rent the kingdom out of thine hand and given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Because thou obeyest not the voice of the Lord, nor executest his fierce wrath upon Amalek, therefore hath the Lord done this thing unto thee this day. And moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with thee into the hand of the Philistines. And tomorrow shalt thou and thy sons be with me. The Lord also shall deliver the host of Israel into the hand of the Philistines. Well, here is Samuel. There's no deceit in the answer he's given here. That's why we know he's not a demonic spirit imitating Samuel. And he, again, it's Lord, all capitals. He's addressing about Almighty God, and everything he says is right, and it comes true. He says, tomorrow shalt thou and thy sons be with me. The Lord also shall deliver the host of Israel into the hand of the Philistines. Then Saul fell straightway all alone on the earth, and was sore afraid because of the words of Samuel. And there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no bread all the day, nor all the night. Well, that just tells us that fasting does not always accomplish what we think it accomplished just because we fast. Now, he may have fasted all day, but it did him no good whatever. You see, he needed to obey the Lord, is what he needed to do. Now let's go on and read the rest of the chapter, and then we'll go back and look at more application. Verse 21 says, and the woman came unto Saul, and saw that he was sore troubled, and said unto him, behold, thine handmaid hath obeyed thy voice, and I have put my life in my hand, and have hearkened unto thy words, which thou spakest unto me. Now therefore, I pray thee, hearken thou also unto the voice of thine handmaid, and let me set a morsel of bread before thee, and eat, that thou mayest have strength when thou goest on thy way. But he refused and said, I will not. But his servants, together with the woman, compelled him. And he hearkened unto their voice, so that he arose from the earth, sat upon the bed. And the woman had a fat calf in the house, and she hasted and killed it, took flour and kneaded it, and did bake unleavened bread thereof. She brought it before Saul and before his servants, and they did eat. Then they rose up and went away that night. And that's just interesting. It just reminds me of 1 Samuel 14, when Jonathan, his armor-bearer, went in and defeated the army of the Philistines by themselves. And Saul, with his army, decides to follow up, and he says, nobody can eat, or you'll surely die. Well, Jonathan didn't hear it, so Jonathan eats a little bit, and he's revived, and then so does his other people, and then they get to eating the meat with blood and all that, and just really was wrong. seeing here Saul again, he's saying, I'm not going to do that, but then they talk him into it. See, Saul was talked out of not putting Jonathan to death, and those that had eaten the food, not putting them to death. So now, he's not going to eat, but then he's talked into it. He is a finger in the air to test the wind, which direction it's blowing, kind of a leader. It's not a genuine leader. Pastors are to be followers of Christ, not the whims of man. They're not to put their fingers in the air and to see what are people doing today. Which way are they going? Which way is, what do they want to do? Oh, they're using this kind of music. Oh, they're using that Bible version. Oh, these standards are out the door now, and they're allowing this. And so they go that way. They put their finger in the air and go at the people, although at one time the very things they allow, they preached against from the Bible. And so, my friend, we see that it happens over and over today, and what a shame that is. Well, we've just looked at this chapter of defeat in the life of Saul, a man who had been appointed by God to lead his people. And whether you're a consider yourself a good Christian, you might be a carnal Christian. We all have our trials. We all have those tests that prove the mettle of our stand. But why? Why do these things come? May I submit first, trials come to prove that we must always trust God throughout our entire lifetime. If you don't understand this, you better understand this now. The sooner you learn it, the better. We never arrive in this life. We don't make that point, oh, I know all there is to do. I'm an expert now. I know how to handle anything. Here's a couple that lived together in marriage. Retires. All things could be faced in life they've faced, it seems like. There's nothing new that can hit them now. Now, although we know one day we'll die, many are not ready for the body to begin to break down slowly. Well, I still feel, as a young person in my mind, I don't feel like I'm old. But your body begins to break down. Some are told they're terminal. Some of you will face losing a mate if you aren't the first one. One of the most fearful realities that face people as they get older, cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia. Most all of us find out what the old timers used to call the misery in my back, or the misery in my leg, or the misery in my hips, and boy, wherever, it's true. I've told people when I turned 50, I realized that I would have an ache in my body every day. When I turned 60, I realized that it would only intensify every day. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, "May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus."